Schools in Arua City have intensified enforcement of Ebola prevention measures as learners return for term two amid concerns among parents over the ongoing Ebola threats in the country. At Springs Nursery and Primary School, the head teacher, Thomas Geoffrey, said the school registered low turnout on the first day of reopening, with only 292 pupils reporting out of the expected 635 in the primary section. Thomas attributes the low attendance partly to parents' fears over Ebola and the common tendency of learners reporting late at the beginning of the terms. He assured parents that the school has fully implemented the Ministry of Health guidelines to ensure the safety of learners, teachers and visitors.
For us as a school, we have made sure that the standard operating procedures have been enforced. We have a task force team headed by the teacher in charge of health. We just had a small briefing in the morning with them, and then also assembly with the children, because the numbers were few and it was easier to be able to isolate them. So we want to make sure that while we are conducting this, everything moves on smoothly. Partly for us as a school, as a culture, we make sure that every child has a bottle for drinking water.
At Arua Hill Primary School, the head teacher, Asmasia Beatrice Adiru, appealed to parents to personally accompany children on the first day of reporting so that they can also receive sensitization and Ebola prevention measures.
But as a school, on day one straight away, we took that day to sensitize learners against this Ebola outbreak and also observing of SOPs. What we have done as a school is to ensure that the hand washing facilities in front of all the classrooms, and we have taken initiative to have an assembly to educate them against the signs.